Rav Nachum Goldstein, Nita Vatora, Part 8.
Yeah. Okay, we are starting in page 8, Netivot Olam, Netivot Torah. It's said like that. Virushalmi. That's, you know, we have Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. This is the first one, which was edited at least 100 years before the Talmud Bavli. But afterwards, G'doy Le'ador decided that they will make the Jewish world of yeshivas will learn the Bavli. Why? Because on Eretz Yisrael they were suffering from the beginning of the Christianity and were running on their life, so they couldn't sit and learn normally. And Bavel, they could sit more easily to learn, and also it was edited more clear. That's why the amount of pages of Bavli in the Yerushalmi is almost double the Bavli, then it's more clear. So here on the Yerushalmi it said Rabbi Berechia and Rabbi Chia the Kfar Tchumim. Yes, these are two Amoraim. They have an argument about something. What? Chad Oimer Kol Ha'Olam Eino Shaveh LeDavar Echad MeDivrei Torah. One is saying the whole world is not equal by its worth to even one thing of the Torah. And the other one, ve'echad oimer, afilu kol mitzvoisav even enam shavim ledavar echad midivrei Torah. Ad kan. Second one is saying much more than that. Not only the material world is not equal by its importance to the Torah, which is the wisdom of Hashem. Also the mitzvahs, which mentioned on the Torah, are less than the level of the learning Torah by itself. So now he's coming to explain that. V'biur inyan ze, k'mo shehitbaer. So why is mentioned that? Because there is place here. What? If you sit next to me, I will be happy. Okay? So he's saying that that the explanation of that, that's connected to the same subject that we spoke yesterday and the day before, that's כמו שהתבאר כי המצווה הם על ידי הגוף האדם I'm doing mitzvahs by the material body והתוירה היא שכלית לגמרי and learning Torah is like total spiritual action. Yes? So yesterday we explained that from few point of view, but I will bring one of them. So let's say if I'm having something which is material, that's immediately limited by its place, by time. It cannot exist forever. I enjoyed lunch very much, but soon I will start feeling hungry again. Mm-hmm. Yes, but if you will ask me what we learned now on Maharal, I will be able to speak about that tonight to my kids or next week even. Yes, and Reb Chatzkel has told me on lunch that yesterday he spoke with a few people about the chiddush of what's the idea of the neshama, part of Hashem, mm-hmm. which was put into us with that we have inner magnet to Hashem. Yeah. Okay, so because of that, that's the preference of the Torah, which is sichlit legamre. Shal ze amar ha-katuv kiner mitzvah v'torah or. You know, it's similar but different. The Ner is making has fire, which making small light, but the light itself is like something a bit abstract, but much more powerful. Yes, so that's the parallel for the Torah. Kmo shebi'arnu b'gedamat maser savot. Ulefichach, that's why. Bevadai, for sure, kol ha'olam eino shaveh ledavar echad midivrei Torah. Sharei ha'olam hazeh hoo gashmi, v'haTorah hi sechlit. Ve'af ha'mitzvot yesh lahem hityachasut el haguf. כי המצווה נעשית על ידי גוף האדם. Let's say if I'm taking arba milim, if I'm putting on tefillin, I'm doing that by my body. So the connection to the body makes that limited. But the ideas now that we are speaking about is the whole creation, the history, and the obligations of people, and and how can I develop my personality, and all the things. It's a bit abstract, but much higher level. Yes, you know, even let's say we're having a bullet of Le'avdil Elef Avdi Avdalot of gun, M16, okay? That's very material and very clear. But if you are starting to speak about the atom, that's millions times more powerful, but much more abstract. You know, there is picture that there are electronium running around the neutron and proton, like ellipse, okay? This is not a reality exactly like the picture. This is just the way that physicians can explain the subject of the congruent of the atom, okay? But it's not like exactly like the picture, yes? Okay. ואף המיצס יש להם התייחסות אל הגוף. So also the mitzvahs, even that they are very important, but that's somehow connected to the body. כי המצווה נעשית על ידי גוף האדם. ומפני כך כל המצווה אינם שווים לדבר אחד מדברי תורה. Okay, that's what it's explained already. So that's what is just another source for the same idea. ובפרק כמה דקידושים. היה רבי צרפון וזקנים בעליית בית נתזה. Okay? So they said that sometimes the Chachomim were gathering together to discuss about important things. So if you will speak with, you will ask some professors on university, have you saw people gathering together to discuss about? So that's the whole philosophy. Many people did that on Greek, afterwards on Rome, and afterwards there was modern philosophy. But the Jewish world also had a similar thing. And they were asked, Nishala Shela Bifneim, Talmud Gadol or Maase Gadol? Yes? What's more preferred? The learning or the action? So they are... Stupid philosophical questions. What makes the tea more sweet? The fact that I put the sugar into, or the fact that I mixed with the spoon? Okay, mm-hmm. but of course both of them need it. Mm-hmm. Yes. So also both we know that both learning and doing the mitzvahs is needed. Here we are trying to investigate what's more important. Yes, to know, let's say if I can, I now have 3 hours, which one of them better to choose to do? Yes, understood that? Yeah. Okay. Another thing which I want to say, that on the Torah, we speak sometimes about with the terminology of Gadol and Katan. And the Gadol and Katan is not, by the Jewish point of view, is not the physical point of view, is the spiritual point of view. So I will tell you 2 examples of the Torah. It said, "Et amaor gadol leshamesh b'yom, ve'et amaor katan leshamesh b'layla." So we know the sun and the moon, and where both are influencing our world very much. For everything, for the balance, and for whatever we need. We need the sun that makes all the chlorophyll of plants to grow and to give us light for our health, and that's also very healthy for disease, and that grows the plants, and that swarms the world, and everything. And the moon also has influence. First, I can go on the night to see my way by the moon. Secondly, that's influence sea level to be close and higher or lower, and that influence some fruits. I heard from someone that his wife unfortunately had cancer, so she weren't allowed to eat specific kinds of vegetables. So I asked what's that he said? Solar vegetables. I said, what's that? He said that's chatzil and kishuim. Yes, so I asked why not. So he said that's yerakot solarim, that's influenced by the moon. There are fruits that influenced by the sun. Mm-hmm. And I never heard that. So he said you don't need to hear that. The doctor's telling just those who need to know. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I read the Rambam Ilchot Briut, So you were saying there are different kinds of fruits and vegetables, part of them hot, part of them cold, and they made a similar list.
Mm-hmm.
So wow, it was interesting to me to see in the on the Rambam 800 years ago speaking about this division. Okay, so there are many things that we still do not know these days. Okay, now we are saying. So I started to say, what's the interpretation by the Torah for the Gadol and Katan? So Gadol, we know that the sun is incomparable to the our world. Yes. I will try to make a comparison. Yes. Let's say this is the sun. Yes. This is Jupiter. Yes.
Very good. Very good. Yeah.
Jupiter is about more million times of Kadur HaAretz, Earth. Yes. So we have Mars,
yeah,
Jupiter, and a few others. Noga, Chama. We have seven, and that's and all of them in one system. On the space, yes,
solar system.
You understand? You understood the proportions, okay? And on this tiny ball, there are now 8 billion people. The blue ball, it's called.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So we are not speaking about. So we are not speaking about the size, the diameter. We are speaking about importance. That's what I learned on Chazal, on some books, and why? Because there was problem. On the beginning was equal to stars, the sun and the moon, and the moon was complaining to Hashem. It is also soul, nature, existence. Why two kings will ruling on the same crown? So they say, you're right, so you will be smaller and the other one will be will stay bigger. So that's big lesson for us. It's not for the moon, it's for us, what Chazal are saying. And afterwards they say, because of Kodesh Baruch Hu changed it, so he wanted to I don't know how to say in English, lefayes. Means to make peaceful, lefayez, like to make peaceful with the moon. So he added to the moon the same time all the stars, which are thousands. Okay, so we see that even the Kodesh Baruch Hu was respecting the moon, but he's saying, okay, you will be divided into thousands, split it into thousands, and then it will be like that. It will work different system. That's why on the night we see many points, and each one influences. If it would be, let's say, some power together, maybe it would be equal. Okay. Second source, it says, "Vayas Avraham mishtev gadol biyom igamel et Yitzchak bno." So Chazal are explaining gadol. It doesn't mean that it was chips, bamba, bisli, and shawarma.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's not mishtev gadol. What's the mishtev gadol? Shegdolei ador hayu sham. But who are G'dolei Ador? Shem Ve'Ever. Why Shem Ve'Ever are G'dolei Ador? Shem, I understand, he was son of Noah, and they were the only family that were saved on the Mabul. But the real reason is because they were like a prophet. The Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke with them, and they transferred the message for the world ahead, for the population of the world ahead. So that's a not everyone Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke with him. Okay, so Gadol means spirituality, spiritual point of view. That's the importance. Okay, so now we are coming back to what we spoke about, the question. The question of the Chachamim that we're asking, Maise Gadol or Talmud Gadol, means what's more important. If I have, and I give an example, if I have 3 hours, what should I choose among these two? Okay. Let's continue. Na'ana Rabbi Tarfon ve'omar, ma'ase gadol? Yes? Why? Because Gadol, it said Gadol Talmud Shemevil Lidei Maise. It said on one place that Talmud is very important. Why? Because by learning you will be able to know what to do. So that's like on the way, mitavech, something that brings you to another thing, not the real target. So Na'ana Rabbi Akiva v'amar Talmud Gadol. Rabbi Akiva had an argument with to say the opposite. No, learning by itself is important. Even before you are acting with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why? Because by that you are like being connected to Hashem with USB, mm-hmm. because that's the wisdom of Hashem. You are connected to the God's wisdom. Mm-hmm. Okay. So not only these people who gather there were many chachamim. So what they said? Na'anu kulam v'amru Talmud Gadol. So everyone said, no, the Talmud is bigger, like Rabbi Akiva said. Sha'atalmud mivil idei ma'ase. But their explanation is like a bit contradiction, because they are saying, why Talmud Gadol? Because that brings you to ma'ase. Yes? So, but we see their conclusion is, no, Talmud is more than the real act. That's by general power, and that's by the limited action. So let's say if I have okay, you understand the idea. I can do, if I have let's say someone donated 100,000 dollars for poor people. Yes, he gave that to person to give this charity. Okay, so when he gave that's ability to make thousands of mitzvahs. So even before he started, that already is important, that there is sum which is waiting for that. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer Gadol Talmud Torah. So there is continuation on for this more. Rabbi Yosi is saying the importance of Talmud Torah is more. Why? Shekadam lechala 40 shana. Because it was before the mitzvah of chala 40 years. Letrumot umasrot nundalet shana. Leyovlot kuvdalet shana. So let's try to explain that. Can you guess what does it mean? Shekadam lechala 40 shana. It said on Chumash Dvorim that when you will come to Eretz Yisrael, you will have to start separate chala. That's mitzvah atluyot ba'aretz. Yes. So they were given this mitzvah only the 40th year and not before. Mama Dar Sinai was when they came out of Egypt on the third month, and mitzvah chale was later. So we see that why it was before, because of the importance of giving the Torah more than giving the mitzvah of chale.
Why do you have to separate the chale?
It's like a holy thing which I'm giving to the Kohen. That's one of Matnas Kivune originally. So
Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it
just these days, because we do not know who is the Kohen for sure, and maybe it's impure. But when the Mashiach will come, of course we will give them again. But every Jewish society is based on a group which are dedicating their life to be an example of spiritual life for the rest. The whole nation by general have to walk, to do regular unreligious actions, and to grow and to make to walk the fields, but should be a group which will keeping the spiritual life. That, and the Jewish nation among the other nations should be the that's why it said v'yitim li mamlechet kohanim, because that means mamlechet that the same as we have kohanim on different level than Israel, so we are different level than the non-Jews. So that we should be example for the whole humanity. Okay, so then l'trumot u'masrot nundalet shana. That means that after they came into Eretz Israel, they had to conquer Eretz Israel, and two maestros were separating after it was belonged to them. So it took them 7 years to conquer and 7 years to divide between themselves. Yes, so only 14 years, 40 plus 14 comes out 54. That's Kadam Nun Dalet Shana. Liovlot Kuf Dalet Shana. After they started, they had to keep another 7 Shmitot, which was Yovel. Nun Dalet plus 50, it comes out 104. Yes, it comes, that's a Yovel, the first Yovel. And Yovel is one of the mitzvahs. וכשם שהתלמוד קודם למעשה, the same as the learning or giving the Torah was given to us before because of its importance, כך תחילת דינו של אדם אינו אלא על דיבר תורה. Same thing, that's the beginning of the judging us. Our next word will be about the Torah. שנאמר, פותר מים ראשית מדון. Yes? So that's kodim of Chazal. Poter ma'im, it said on some places, en ma'im el ha'toira. Reshit madon means come from the root din, judging. Mm-hmm. So when it said on Gemara Shabbos that when a person coming to Eilam Rabbe, so they don't need to ask him. They know everything immediately. It's like mm-hmm. putting a mirror and seeing what came out from you after 70 years. But there is a way of asking. That means this question is not a question for an answer, it's a question for showing or definating your level. So that's the first one, is have you learned Torah on during your life? וכשם שדינו קודם למעשה, כך שכרה קודם למעשה. The same is judging about Torah is the first thing, so also the reward that we will get for learning Torah will be the first reward than other mitzvahs. שנאמר ויתן להם ארצות גויים ועמה לאומים מרשו בעבור ישברו חוקיו ותורתיו ינצורו. That's Pasuk on Tehillim, which says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Am Israel Eretz Israel, which was seven nations here. Yes, a bit more actually. And Acheti, Emori, Gigashi, Achivi, I will see what we are saying on the prayer. And why? Because he wanted us to be on the Holy Land and to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. Yes? So we can keep Torah and Mitzvahs many places. But on the level that we can keep on Eretz Yisrael is higher level. Why? Because that's the place of the holy influence from Hashem coming to the whole world. It said that Shlomo HaMelech on the days that they were celebrating the building of the Beis HaMikdash, he was praying to Hashem on the beginning, V'haya Anochi Asher Ekra Elecha, the non-Jews that will call you, Mikan Ta'anenu. From here you will answer him. What does it mean? It means that there is need on Sahara Desert, rain, and some Arabs will pray to Hashem for rain. Mm-hmm. The rain will come through spirituality from the pipe which comes through the place of Beis HaMikdash. That's the idea of Beis HaMikdash. So, can you guess why? That's subject for a lesson by itself, but that's I can't stop myself from saying.
Yeah.
Can you guess why?
Yeah, like it's like the meeting place of heaven and earth, or the like the, or compared to the like the neck between the mind and the
exactly
body.
Exactly. So it said Tzavarech k'migdal ha'shen banui letalpiot, that posuk on Shir HaShirim, which is comparing the Beis HaMikdash tel shel kol piyot ponim elav. Yes, like mountains that everyone praying towards it. Okay. But it's compared to tzavar. Tzavar is neck. So what's the idea of tzavar? We have head and body. And the main engine of the actions of the body and the brain and the thinking is coming from the head. And there are systems on our body. There's a system of breathing and a system of blood. a system of eating. Yes? So all the three have pipes, which are wires, which are going from the head towards the body. And then the head is giving directions, raise your hand or put your foot into your mouth, or the on the and the pump of the blood and everything, okay? So that's why if you are Chas v'Shalom, someone, his hand was cut, so you can survive. But if the head is cut, you cannot be survived. Why? Because that's the source, that's the whole life of the person coming through. That's the idea of Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So to be in part. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this place of Eretz Yisrael, because that's a pipe. And why here it's a pipe, not on Nicaragua or Australia? Because it said that on Beis HaMikdash there is Even Ashtia. What's Even Ashtia? That from here the world was built. Kadosh Baruch Hu was total spirituality existence, and he moved himself aside to make ability for material to be existing, and from this point of view of material which started, then become wider and wider. He said enough. Amar lo olamo dai. That's enough. That's the size that I want the world to be. Shamar lo olamo dai. Shem Shakai. Shem Dalibur. Means he told the world die enough. That's the size that don't be bigger. Okay. So. This point started on this Beis HaMikdash. So that's why here the pipe, the same you have balloon and blowing. And then you come by, and there is pipe to put the air into the balloon. So we said our soul is was blown into us by Hashem, and also the whole world was piped through where the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this influence to be able to be wider and to be existing better. And that's the Eretz Yisrael, and that's Beis HaMikdash place. Okay. So, v'pirush ze, I'm two lines from the bottom on the right side. Kisavar Rabbi Tafon, Maise Gadol. Why Rabbi Tafon thought that Maise, the action is more important? Bishvil sha'a sover, ki ha'maseh hi ha'shlamat ha'adam, she'mashlim ha'adam atzmo al yedei Maise. The person is making completeness to himself after he learned by the action. Even that he is admitting about the preference of the Torah, because that's spiritual. But as far as that's concerned, to the fact that the mitzvah making the completeness to me, she'adam shalem, v'zehu yoter gadol. Becoming that's more important. So we will stop here. Next week we will continue. Thank you very, very, very much.
Okay. Oh, I mean, I think it's for the